What's up, y'all? This Rare Breed. To all my diehard listeners, go ahead and hit the like button off top. You know how we get down. Did you know you're only getting access to 50% of my content? If you want access to everything, all you gotta do is join the Rare Breed regime for $5 a month via Patreon. And be sure to hit the subscribe button and hit the bell so you get notified when I drop a new video. And I can get kicked off this platform any day now. So follow me on MGTOW.TV, BitChute, and Discord. And this is what I need you guys to do to make this video and our channel go viral. First, hit the like button. Next, make sure you comment. I don't care what it is, just make sure you keep it clean and speaking cold. You know how the tube get. Last thing you could do is watch this video to the end, or at the very least halfway through. It really helped with the algorithm. Now let's get into it.
So I've been asked many times to make a video on ghosting, and since 2,300-ish of you pressed like on my last Crazy Chiquita video, I'm gonna go Crazy Chiquita on it. Do not mistake my passion for anger. It's okay to be passionate in life, especially when you're talking about ridiculous things.
Anytime a woman has an alter ego, just get the fuck out of Dodge. She don't got all her marbles. Yeah, it's definitely not a good sign when a bitch got an alter ego. What, you a wrestler or something? I mean, what? Nah, I can't do it.
Like ghosting. Ghosting is breaking off a relationship by ceasing all communication and contact without any apparent warning or justification, as well as ignoring the person's attempts to reach out or communicate. All right, so you've been ghosted. Maybe this has happened to you once, twice, or 50 times in your life.
I didn't even realize the sweatshirt say crazy right there. She telling you. A lot of times women will tell on themselves. Not even just talking, but just with what they wear, their hair, their makeup, the earrings they wear, they're telling they so.
A guy you've been talking to or been on dates with, or possibly even was in a relationship with, has completely gone Casper the not-so-friendly ghost and disappeared and stopped texting you, stopped calling for no apparent reason, just falls off the face of the earth. This can be tough. This can be really tough. Why? Because it causes us to ask ourselves a lot of questions. Did I say something wrong? Did I do something?
If this person has this type of character where they're not even going to say nothing, they just going to stop messaging back, block me from all social media. Apparently, I did something, but I'm cool. Either way, I don't even want to know what I did. I'm glad I'm not dealing with you no more. That's how you should look at it.
Wrong. What the heck did I do wrong in this whole equation to have this guy just completely disappear out of nowhere? Like, what did I do wrong? Here's the reality. A guy ghosting you is no reflection on who you are. It is only a reflection on who he is.
It's funny when she said this is the reality. Most women don't know reality because they live in an alternate reality where basically they can do no wrong. They really don't start understanding the world for what it really is until well after the wall. Not even in their 30s, really 40s and 50s, I would say on average. When they really start to kind of see what the world really is. Yes, somebody that ghosts someone is showing a negative aspect of their character, or showing just in general that they don't have good character. But to say that you had nothing to do with the fact you got ghosted is ridiculous. I've been ghosted before, and obviously it was something that I said or did that they didn't like, and that's why they ghosted me. Because let's be honest, most women aren't ghosting Drake. I mean, it might happen to him every once in a blue moon, but generally speaking, I don't feel like Drake get ghosted a lot. So yeah, it was something about you that she didn't feel was top tier or up to par with what she looking for, so that's why she ghosted me. But I'm totally fine with it. The bitch did me a favor.
The fact is, and this fact will always remain, that no mature person will ever ghost someone. Ghosting is something only immature people do. Immature people cannot get up the guts to say, hey, look, it's not going to work out for A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P reason, right? Especially when someone's heart and emotions and feelings are involved, a mature person is able to say, hey, look, ... whatever it is, and break things off properly. Only an immature person doesn't have the guts to say that and completely falls off the face of the planet, aka ghosts you. That is a fact. Only.
And it's a lot of dudes in relationships because they scared to break up with their girlfriend. It's a lot of guys that really are just staying because they don't know how to end it. Come on, grow a pair, fellas. Shit, leave a note on the refrigerator or something. Get out of there, man, if she making your life a living hell.
Immature people ghost other people. That's the reality. Can it be really hard sometimes? Yes, because you ask yourself all those questions, but I don't want you asking yourself all those questions. Here's some things you can do if you get ghosted. I just don't.
Well, I'll say this. It does make you reflect. It's just human nature. You're going to think like, well, dang, did I say something? What did I do? That's just human nature. You're not wrong for thinking that. It's going to come natural. But I'll say it can be a learning experience, or it can be a situation that make you think about something you can improve. So something good could come out of getting ghosted.
Don't want y'all to settle for less than you deserve in your life. I don't want y'all to waste your time. And I don't want you to feel bad about yourselves when immature guys come in to your life and, you know, take you on dates and all these different things and then vanish. I don't want you to get down on yourself about these things. So here's a couple of things that you can do. One of the first things you can do is call the guy out. I think this is appropriate when maybe you've been in a real relationship with this guy. If a guy, you're in a relationship with a guy and you really can't get the...
No, it just make you seem pathetic and desperate and just, you confirm that he really hit a nerve. So no, don't call him out. Just move on. He's not going to care. If he cared, he wouldn't be ghosting you.
The guts up to like formally break up with you, that's really low and that's really lame. So you can call the guy out. If that's something you want to do, go ahead and do it. Here's what I think. You can call him out and say, hey, you really hurt me. This was really wrong, blah, blah, blah. But on the other side of the coin, I think this. I think that when you get ghosted, it's good to just go and look at yourself in the mirror and say something like this. Well, I just got ghosted and this really stinks. And I think there's like a scale of stinkage when it comes to something like this. Like you've been on one date and he ghosts you. It's like, okay, this stinks. You've been on 15 dates and he ghosts you, or you're in a relationship and he ghosts you. Like you can say this really, really stinks, or this really, 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 really stinks. Then you proceed. But it is apparent.
Let me know what you guys think below about which gender you think get ghosted more. Because women are always going after Chad and getting ghosted by him.